Take a few minutes at the beginning of this guided visualization to relax and breathe deeply. Are you ready? Here we go. Regardless of your own sexual identity or orientation, today you are about to put yourself in someone else's shoes. Our scenario begins with your imagination. Imagine that you are a heterosexual, non-gay female in a relationship with a man. Sound okay so far? The societal group that you belong to comprises only 10% of Canadian adult population. The other 90% of people are gay. While Canadians are slowly realizing that straight people exist, most are still very opposed to people like you declaring yourselves publicly. Assume now that a major festive holiday is upon us. Christmas, Hanukkah, Ramadan, something of that magnitude. I, your lesbian supervisor at work, ask casually what you plan to do over the holidays. How do you, the non-gay, describe the potential events of the holidays without giving me any clues that your intimate partner is male? Is it safe to reveal that to me? If you don't think it is, how do you describe your traditions, roles, family makeup, parties and activities without letting me know that you plan to do anything connected with heterosexual institutions or functions? Do you lie? How do you feel about yourself? And now, in this switched around world, I decide to give a January party for the office staff and invite all of you to bring your partners. Are you brave enough to bring the opposite sex partner you have lived secretly with for the past 12 years? If you don't, what do you tell him as you leave him at home and go out and pretend to be single? How does he feel about that? Suppose you decide to come to the party alone. By what signals do you recognize the other non-gays there? Do you speak to other suspected non-gays, or are you afraid that being friendly with them might make people suspect you? What do you do when I turn down the lights and put on slow dance music? Who do you dance with? Do you ask one of them to dance? Is that too dangerous? What do you tell your partner when you get home that night? Let's go back to your home. Your home, the one safe place you share with your partner. Think about your decor and the obvious signs of your non-gay relationship. If I stop by unexpectedly, do I see two fully furnished bedrooms to disguise your relationship? Or do you take the risk of only having one? Think about the books, videos, CDs you have laying around. Do you subscribe to the local straight paper? Or are you afraid to have it delivered to your home? What do the pictures and artwork on your walls tell me when I walk in? How do you access birth control? Gays don't need it. If you suddenly become pregnant, how do you explain that to your parents, friends, co-workers, your doctor? What if you want to become a foster parent and your government forbids straights from doing this? Now, imagine yourself going to your parents' house, a gay male couple, well respected in the community. You've never revealed your orientation to them. One of your fathers starts talking about today's Oprah show. Guess what was on? Cured heterosexuals. Your other father says it's wonderful how they can cure sick people these days. Oprah affirmed that there is hope for straights. They can be fixed and lead a healthy, normal, gay life. How do you feel? Your parents continue to say that they think straights are perverted, and if any of their kids turned out to be heterosexuals, they'd just die. It's your anniversary. Where do you find a romantic card that reflects your reality? you've decided to celebrate with a weekend getaway together. When you arrive at the hotel and the desk clerk assumes that you want two separate beds, what do you do? Perhaps you suggest that it's okay. You can sleep in one bed. What if the hotel clerk insists that they're happy to provide you with two? Then what? And now, your partner becomes very ill and goes to the hospital. This partner, who you have loved and lived with for 12 years. You have no legal ties because there are none available to you. How do you get into intensive care to see him? How do you deal with his family who hold the legal right to make decisions about his care? How do you keep from exposing your love from him? If he dies, how do you handle not having the right to claim his body and arrange the funeral? How do you feel when his family makes it clear that you are not welcome at the gathering? You need time off work. You need time to deal with this and to heal. Our workplace has no bereavement leave for opposite-sex relationships. What do you say to me, your supervisor? Are you still breathing? Take a few minutes to attend to your feelings and thoughts. Feel your feet on the floor. Come back into the room.